Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Show. It's another great edition of Bring It In The House podcast show, where we spotlight musicians, entertainers, artists, and leaders. Get your meal. We got a fantastic meal in the house tonight. Of course, I'm your host, Millie Mills, and we have the legendary member of the funk R&B band War, Miss Tweed Smith, in the house.
Woo! How are you, beautiful lady?
Thank you for having me
this evening.
You are so welcome from one beauty to the other.
You're just a jewel. We need more like you telling our stories.
Thank you. I mean, this reason, don't let me get emotional, because as a kid, you don't know how many times when we would get in the car and go places, you guys were in that boom, boom, boom.
Oh, of course. I can tell you that War also, the music of War was a tapestry for my life also. They began, they had that first big hit in 1969, and I was just coming out of high school in 1969.
That hit
was Spill the Wine, Take That Pearl, and never knowing that I would ever be a part of such a phenomenal group. I grew up partying to their music, and it just as fate would have it, music has been my life also. And it brought us together, and I got a call. I was living in Denver, say, Tweed, can you get out here? We have a song. We hear you on this song. Can you come? And I'm like, yeah. And that was the beginning of Tweed Smith being a part of War. They added me in celebration of that second decade of recording. So they had 10 wonderful years of hits and exposure to the world before they gave themselves a girl for their second decade. But they did give me a worldwide stage in doing so. And I could not be more appreciative, honored, and just still bewildered when I think of it. What a great opportunity to be a part of a world-renowned group that has made the tapestry for so many lives, their music has.
Oh, yes. I'm so honored to be sitting here in front of you. I give credit to my sorority sister, if she's watching right now, my sorority sister Raquel Whitney.
My
cousin. She was telling me all about you.
My family, I love my family. Thank you, fam. I love you. I appreciate that because who else can tell about you better than your family? And they'll tell too. Well, they'll tell everything.
Yes, yes. So thank you, Raquel, for the connection. And thank you so beautifully accepting the invitation. We can't thank you enough. We love you. Yes.
I'm honored to be here. And it's always a great honor. And truly, I'm grateful to have someone still think of me and want to know about my story, my music, how did I get there? All those questions.
Yeah, your legacy is so beautiful. It's so strong. Yes, because you're bringing over 40 years on the music scene. I mean, that's history, iconic. So
surely, if you grew up in my household, it would not be so unusual because my mother was a gospel soloist. My father was a quartet singer. And music was just a way of life. Up in a chair and I just thought that was what everybody did. You know, I did in the family. People come over. That's how we would enjoy. We wouldn't look at TV. We'd sing together. And so most of the Smiths think they can sing, and most of us can.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. I'm so
most
sure.
Of us can. Yeah.
Tweed, now when you hear that description of your, you know, when people introduce you and they say, you know, hey, over 40 years of music history, you know, you bring to the table, how do you feel? Are you like, is that me? Is this surreal or what?
I do. I always am just when people say, oh, over 40 years, I'm like, wow. Wow, I really have been around a long time. And I just turned 74 on the 24th of January.
What?
So so when I think about my life, I'm like a sponge. I've absorbed so much. And at this point in my life, I'm wringing it out, making sure I share it with the world. If I have any tidbits of experience, I want to give it to others because they will carry on the legacy of the music. They will remember that there was a girl in war.
Yes.
They will remember that there was a great funk fusion band called War. And I mean, they took so many lives. They traveled through so many lives with their music because they were a fusion band. They played rock. They played R&B. They played Latin music. They played African music. It was just such a fusion of everything, gospel, blues, everything was in that group. All the music that I had lived was in that group. And I was just, they called me to do a song that called Corns and Calluses that they had written, Harold Brown had written, and he heard a gospel feel on it.
Yes.
So gospel has gotten me a lot of places. That's where I stay with who brought me to the party.
Yay. And I'm blowing kisses to all the people tuning in. You got comments in the section. Yeah, people are saying, oh gosh, okay. Yeah, that you got love, people spreading love everywhere.
Oh, that's wonderful, because they know that I love them too. They know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is great. So thank you so much for being here. This is amazing. So you have made history as the only woman, as we said earlier, the only woman to perform with the world-renowned band War.
Wow. And,
yeah.
To think that the only one, yes, I'm the only female member of that group. And I was put in War. I did so well. That's all I could say. It was just, you know, if it's for you, it's for you.
For you.
And that was just a position that was gifted to me by the creator. I had nothing, no plans of mine. Okay. I knew, I'd known them for years. I knew they would be influential in my career somehow. Mm-hmm. But to be a part of that, oh yeah. No, I never thought. Oh my God, they gave me a worldwide stage. They took me all over the world. They took me, we did every national and international TV, magazines. They just put me before the whole world and allowed me to meet a lot of the artists that I had the opportunity to work with. I met through WAR, a lot of them, such as Sly Stone, such as Bobby Womack. Bobby had just come off the road with the Rolling Stones. He introduced me to Ron Woods. Ron Woods was recording an album on Ringo Starr. He says, look, Tweed, we need you to do a gospel feel. That gospel, I'm telling you, on Ringo's album, The Rose. And they took me in and I got a chance to work with both the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. God, I thought there can't be a higher pinnacle than this. Amazing.
You're blessed, amazing. Truly blessed. Now, Tweed, do you play any instruments or you're the singer?
I sing, I play percussions, and I love to try to play percussions, but I do play percussions.
And yeah, you do well with it. I don't know.
I do, yeah.
Tweed.
I had a birthday party, like I told you just recently. And somebody messed around and gave me a cowbell. What'd they do that for?
How tall are you, Tweed? You're very petite.
I'm 4'11".
I could tell on your pictures. I said, oh, she's a little doll.
Yeah. I'm 4'11". And I tell you, I would love to be 5 foot, but I wouldn't tell. I always wanted to be 5 foot and lift if I just had one more inch. But so God good. Gave me a big voice, so I made up for it.
You made up for a big presence. You have a big personality. Yeah, so you made up for it.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, look.
I was about to say. Go ahead.
Tell me I was coming on. I said, oh, my goodness. I got to fluff up for this. I could dare go on without fluffing up. And I love to dress up and I love to sing and I love to perform. I love people, meeting new people and sharing my life's experiences. So again, thank you.
You're welcome. Speaking of sharing, let's look at some history. Now, the group WAR started back, what, like, did you say like 1962 is what I saw?
Well, they have further history than that, but they became WAR in 1969. I was hoping to get one of my brothers to come on at the podcast with us tonight, but he had some personal issues, and he asked his name's Brother Howard Scott, he's original guitar player of WAR, asked me to give you love and that give him another opportunity and he would bless us with his presence.
All right. I would love that. Hey there. Tell him I said hello and sorry.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah. So as we were saying, you just celebrated a birthday a few weeks ago?
On the 24th, that was Saturday before. Today's the 31st.
A week ago. So happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What did you do on your birthday?
Oh, I'm a party animal. I had parties from one side of town and it was freezing cold. But I always start with having a big fun. I like to cook for my family. I like to feed people on my birthday. So I try to feed the village. And I love to party, so therefore I had a big birthday party at a place here called the Green Oaks Tavern. And then I had another big birthday party the following evening at the Big Easy, which is a landmark blues place here in Houston, Texas. And party. I'm still partying. Can't you tell?
Partying, yeah. You're in, you're in a party mood. You should be. 74, that's yes. That's a milestone. So yeah, you should be partying. And then of course you got some shows coming up or some performances or appearances coming up the next weeks, right?
I have.
Tell us about
it. During the month of February, I find myself always making special appearances, doing history, Black history tidbits, and also that's the month for lovers, Valentine's Day, that somebody's always wanting a special song, or they're wanting to bring me out to be a part of whatever their events of the month. So February is a pretty busy month, and it's a short one too. So I have some things coming up with the Community Music Center of Houston. I have an appearance coming up at Julia C. Hester House, where there's a senior program there, and they call themselves the Swinging Seniors. And I love to go and be with them. And I became a senior there with them. I like, oh, wow, I turned into a senior right here with you guys. So I go there. They want to, they're having a Black history program and asked me to make a special appearance. Also, I'm doing a community choir here in town. It's called The Musical Truth. I'm director of that choir, and I take all voices. It's a family event. If you have a family that loves to sing together, I take, if you come with your children, you can't drop your children off, but they're welcome to stay and learn the music. And I think we start with the ages of like about 6 years old, that they can come and sing with the choir as a family. We have some professional voices.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Have some people that just love to sing, and then we have some that's never sang before and don't believe that they can sing, but I believe in them.
And
I tell them that everyone has a voice, and and if you give me a chance, I'll make that voice as I'll let it be as much as they say, be all you can be. I'll allow you to be all you can be. And I keep a section in the choir for those that are hummers, just want to hum along and make the song full. But it sounds so wonderful when those hummers come in and say, okay, here's your part. You just hum along right here. So I love working with the community.
I can see that. And we also want to recognize you too. You're an educator, aren't you?
I am. I work with the youth. I'm a music instructor, and what we try to do is keep the music with the youth, because it's their heartbeats, the rhythm that is going to set the tone for lives to come. So they're taking music out of a lot of public schools. I do after school programs. I also am a part of educating. We call grassroots educators, where we go into the community centers, such as we have here in Houston, a place called Shape Community Center. that we go in with the babies and they learn of their history, of their arts, whether it be dance, whether it be song, music, whether it be poetry, all of the creativity that flows from a child. It's endless, and I love being a part of that.
Yes, I'm quite sure. That is exciting. I love working with kids, too. Kids are so beautiful, so I know that.
Oh, my goodness. And look, sometimes they are totally on, what do you say, no filter. They'll tell you the truth.
The truth, yeah.
They're not going to try and make you happy about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Also, we want to recognize you because you guys recently received your Hollywood star.
Oh, yes.
The star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah.
Oh, fabulous event. I won't ever forget that. Yes, it was such an emotional day. We were honored by the whole spectrum of our peers in entertainment. Jimmy Jam was our host for that event. George Lopez came out and spoke about how war was meant so much to him in his life, and that's why he used them as their on his show. Lowrider was his theme song, and it was just a great day to be with my brothers, to see them and to be able to put the squeeze on them and let them know that, hey, if not for you, that would be, I couldn't be who I am today. And exactly. It was a wonderful event. And I got to see Lee Oscar again just last week or so in Memphis at the International Blues Challenge. Lee Oscar is our harmonica player, our entrepreneur. Oh, they all are entrepreneurs, but he's a wonderful, wonderful brother of mine.
Yes,
and
yes.
Wonderful. Oh, and there we are at the International Blues Challenge there in Memphis. Tweed Smith and the Internationals. The Internationals is the group that I perform with, and boy, they are just a powerhouse of a group. Mm-hmm. You know, I have two Brazilian guys from Brazil, one from Rio de Janeiro, the other one from the northern, I believe, northern port of Brazil. And then I have a legendary bass player, Miss Tanya Richardson, Ladybug on bass, that is, has played all over the world with every artist that you could ever think of. And then I have the music producer and director, Mr. Sean Allen, on keys and organ. I mean, let me say this. Colin O'Brien is 15 years old. He's my drummer. He was our drummer for the IBC. 2 weeks before we were to perform in Memphis, our drummer passed away. His name was John King. Wonderful man, wonderful drummer. Solid brother, broke all of our hearts. Yeah. But we still had to perform.
The show had to go on. Yeah.
We had a commitment. We made the commitment to represent Houston, and we couldn't go back. And that was the only way we could change personnel was if, in case of a death. You couldn't change your personnel. This young man, this angel, stepped in. The creator gives me the best of the best.
Yeah.
Stepped in at 15 years old. And if I tell you, he wowed the audience. He was I couldn't have asked for any more.
Yeah.
15 years old, Colin O'Brien. Remember that name. He's going to be a monster of a man.
Yeah.
He's a monster of a man. You're an old man in a little boy suit, I promise you.
That is so sweet. I'm so glad he was able to step in and it all worked out.
It worked out beautifully. We were able to not only just go and perform, we advanced three rounds, went into the semifinals. We did not make the finals, but that didn't diminish what we did. And we had a great feedback from the audience. people were stopping us in the street just to make sure that they had a chance to get our autographs. And most of them knew that I had just recently received the star, wanting to talk about that. And it was just a wonderful time to be with other musicians, hear what other musicians are doing. And we brought it. We didn't go to play. We went to slay. And I was very pleased.
Very pleased. And you know what? Speaking of the Hollywood star, I got a little clip we want to show.
Welcome back. Right? Earlier this week, we showed you how a legend in the history of Houston music got her start with the iconic band War.
There she is. Now Tweed Smith sits down with KQ11 photojournalist John King with more on the celebration in Hollywood.
Let me tell you, my brother Howard Scott leaves me out of nothing. He called me, said, Smith, pack your bags. You're going to Hollywood. I say, really, brother? I say, what are we doing? You know, because, you know, we do sometimes collaborate and do things. We make music together. And we record together. So he said, no. He said, you're getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I said, what? He said, War's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He said, you are part of that group. Aren't you still War? I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am. I'll be there. And I'm going to tell you what really sent me back. When they sent the lowrider cars out for us, for the band, it took me so far back to, I think it was the year of 1980. It was just caught up because it was War had released a song called Cinco de Mayo. The lowrider clubs of Los Angeles sent lowrider limousines to pick the band up. That was my first time ever seeing such automobile.
Oh, that is so that is beautiful. All the low riders. See, I did my research. I had to pull that. Oh yeah, let me unmute you there. I think you were. Let's see here.
Welcome back. Earlier this week, we showed you how a legend in the.
There we go. Now your mic is, can we get to, your mic is, for some reason it was muted. Okay, let's see, can we get you back? There we go. Uh-oh. Let's do it once more.
There we go.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in case you just tuned in, this is Tweed Smith. She is of the legendary funk R&B band War. Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends? Yes.
Yeah, go Tweed. Man, those were great memories. And then don't forget the other one, Cisco Kid.
Oh, was a friend of mine. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. All of the music, Slipping Into Darkness.
Yes.
But World is a Ghetto.
World is a Ghetto.
Gypsy Man. It just, Low Rider, then on and on, Galaxy. Yeah. And just so many. But my favorite is an instrumental. It's a shame, but my favorite is an instrumental. It's called City, Country City. And if you want to go for a ride, if you just want to hear something, you want to run, or you just want to hear some music, oh my goodness, City, Country City is the song for you. It's wonderful. Now I have a gold record with them. I received a gold record with War, Good, Good Feeling. That was one of the first, it wasn't the first song I did with them, but it was our first single we released from my album. And I'm on War the Music Band 1, War the Music Band 2, War the Music Band 3, The Best Of, and the Music Band Live. So that's the series of albums that you'll find Tweed Smith if anybody's looking for the girl that was with War. And there's also a book that tells all about us. It's called Slipping Out of Darkness. Mr. Bob Refuse You. I don't know if you've seen that that book or if you've read it, but it's a good read. So pick it up and read it. It tells all about their origin, how I came about, and it interviews all the cats. So it's a good read.
Yes. Yeah. I can't believe time goes so fast when you're having fun.
Oh, it's time for us to check out of here.
Almost. But before we go, any shout outs? We've already shout out to Raquel, my sorority sister, Raquel Whitney. Thank you for the connection. Anybody else you want to shout out?
Want to say thank you to your audience. Thank you to you. And thank you for keeping a light on the artist. You bring such great artists into your show, and you're getting many, many people to notice what we're doing. So thank you for asking me to be here. I've had a ball. I could spend more time. Maybe we'll do it again sometime. Now that I think I got it down, how to work this thing.
Yep, you did great. You did
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks to my granddaughter, Cassidy, my son, Carrie, my grandson, Carrie number two. I tell you, they all pitched in to help me to be here for you tonight, because I am that little dinosaur. But I'm quick. I'm a quick study.
You're a quick study. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, sharp as a tack. Yes, yes. That's great. That's great. Any last words, encouragement, or anything you want to pass along?
I would like to say to anyone that's pursuing music, a musical career, I keep the passion for music. Learn as much as you possibly can, not only about what you enjoy doing, but about the music business. The business of music, so that you can let that music take care of you, and you know how to prepare yourself for a career when you learn about what goes on, what builds it, what is it, what's the backbone of that art. So that's my advice to those that are interested. Keep the music flowing. I'm here for you guys. Can follow me on my Instagram, my Facebook page, Tweet Smith, Alice Moffitt, Tweet Smith, and the Internationals. Just hit me up. I'll come back at you. Thank you.
Yeah. We want to play a little bit more of Low Rider for those who missed it.
Yeah.
The Low Rider is a little higher.
Thank you so much for being on the show, too. We love you.
I love you, too. Y'all shout out.